This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. States and businesses scrambled Wednesday to change course after the federal government issued new guidance calling for the return of mask wearing in virus hotspots amid a dramatic spike in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations nationwide. The White House Office of Management and Budget told federal agencies they must mandate masks indoors in federal buildings for all employees and visitors, regardless of vaccination status in areas of substantial or high COVID-19 transmission. Karine Jean-Pierre is the White House Deputy Press Secretary.
The science is the North Star. We have to listen to public health experts. And right now, again, we're trying to make sure that we're saving lives. But again, we need to make sure that people who are not vaccinated get vaccinated.
In an email sent to all federal agencies late Tuesday, OMB's Deputy Director for Management, Jason Miller, said that includes the Washington, D.C. area. In a major breakthrough for one of the world's last countries to embrace COVID-19 vaccines, Tanzania's president kicked off its vaccination campaign Wednesday by publicly receiving a dose and urging others to do the same. Samia Suluhu Hassan, who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, expressed confidence in the safety of vaccines and said the country of more than 58 million people will pursue more. The East African country's government under former President John Magufuli had long worried health officials by denying the pandemic. Magufuli, who insisted the coronavirus could be defeated with prayer, died in March. The presidency then went to his deputy, Hassan, who has since changed Tanzania's course on COVID-19. There's more news on our website, VOA.